इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
In 2005, a delegation of farmers met Ramdev. These farmers were going to destroy their gooseberry plantations because there was just no demand for the fruit. To stop them, Ramdev started manufacturing amla juice. This is how Patanjali's 2000 crore rupee FMCG journey began 11 years ago, quite accidentally with gooseberries or amla. Back in 1995, Ramdev was a little known yoga teacher in Haridwar when his close associate Acharya Balkrishna and he set up Divya Pharmacy to make Ayurvedic and herbal medicines. Within no time, the medicines proved so popular that Ramdev and Balkrishna sought to scale and diversify into other products. But there was a problem. Since Divya Pharmacy was registered under a trust, it was difficult to start a profit-making venture. But fortune gave Ramdev a hand. Around the same time, with Ramdev's popularity soaring, substantial funds began to come in, which helped them to get bank loans. And Patanjali Ayurved was born as a private company in 2006, which has since rolled out a range of products in healthcare, hair care, dental care, toiletries, food, and more at breathtaking speed. So much so that it is actually giving sleepless nights to the MNCs. As of today, Patanjali Ayurved Limited is the fastest growing FMCG in India with sale of 5,000 crore Indian rupees. Their strategy is to simply create products that people are already used to using and not try to innovate. Patanjali says, "Pick our product. It is the same product with no harmful chemicals. Plus, by buying our products, you are ensuring the money you spend stays in India." While the existing FMCG brands, for the sake of growth, are forced to find new product categories and force change in consumer behavior through huge investments in mass marketing, Patanjali can simply offer no chemicals and Swadeshi alternative to the people who have gotten used to this new product. In doing this, he is single-handedly creating an Indian brand which is giving tough competition to MNC brands as well as creating thousands of jobs for Indians. However, on the downside, most of the common Indians always complain about the high prices of Patanjali products. As a reply to this accusation, Baba Ramdev claims that most of Patanjali products are 15 to 20% cheaper than leading brands, forcing many of its peers to launch offers and promotions to counter Patanjali's rising popularity. Along with basic marketing strategies, Patanjali Group thinks if they have a popular face like Baba Ramdev, there is actually no need to hire a costly celebrity face for the campaigns. People also say that his attire is more appealing than any business suit. And how unique is the use of Baba Ramdev as a model, with his left twitching eye and a pitch black beard? Well, it evidently works as it boosts up the sale of the company products, taking Patanjali from cottage industry to being a FMCG giant of 5,000 crore rupees.